Good morning. Today is Monday, 16th of March. Joining us this morning is the bank dude, Mr. Dalby. Good morning, sir.
Always delightful to see your smiling face.
Yeah, you betcha.
You little ray of sunshine.
Yeah, we shall find out, shan't we, as they speak.
Not much happening in the world today.
No. My, oh, my. Wouldn't that be nice?
A regular day.
Yeah, came in and just, yeah, well, looking forward to that down the road. Are you ready for our Why Do We Say That? Let's see if we can find something that's somewhat challenging for you. Okay. On the spot or level? Your choice.
On the spot.
Or on the level.
Where'd they come from?
Yeah. Which one do you prefer?
Oh, on, I don't know. We'll go
well, apparently
spot.
On the spot, yes.
The spot,
apparently. Okay.
Because I am now on the spot.
What? Wait a minute. I should have pre-read this one. Why do we say that a man murdered by gangsters was put on the spot? That's not what we know.
Oh, I have no idea. Tell me.
Okay, where do we get the expression on the level? That's the one we're going to go with. The other
on
one
the,
is goofy.
On the level?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a nautical term about the canter of a boat.
Think Shriners.
Really?
And the symbol, right? Freemasons?
Right.
Okay. The term originated in Freemasonry. The level is an emblem of the organization, as is the square. And the Masons first used on the level as well as on the square to refer to other Masons.
Very. Huh. What do you know? I had no idea. You have stumped me.
The other
Does
one.
I mean, I can leave.
No, the other one. The other one was ordeal, and I didn't think that would be good.
Ordeal.
Yeah, it was the next.
Is that two words series. Or one?
One.
One word. Ordeal. Yeah. No idea.
Yeah. Well,
I guess we'll have to tune in tomorrow to see who gets stumped by that one, or they'll be looking it up.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I think Winston's doing that right now. So where do we begin here this morning, Kemosabe?
Well, there's not much happening in the world.
Yeah.
Very little of it that'll impact our lives.
Yeah. Jody had a question, and she said, okay, with all of the activity going on in the stock market, okay, you know, the ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
Is it institutional trading? Or are they all jammed like sardines out on the floor again doing it that way?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
Neither do I, but I would think symbolism of doing business as normal. Everybody's kind of reevaluating how to do business as normal.
Yeah, and I think the bigger issue is going to be what is our economy, what does our world look like coming out of this?
Two distinct areas, the economic components of it.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the health and safety components.
And will be there some long-term behavioral changes that alter the way we do business?
You know, you'd like to think so.
Mm-hmm. How we deliver school.
Yeah, Ange had heard something yesterday that there was a recommendation. Well, of course, everybody has 8 months' worth of...
toilet paper.
Everything. And just,
no, not
just
everybody
work,
does.
Just
can,
work
I
down your supplies
that.
And there's no big deal. And I'm right. thinking, yeah, we don't have 8 days, most of us, let alone
right.
8 weeks or months. I think we're probably a little bit better here because of rural
mm-hmm.
and because of earthquakes. You know, at least we kind of sort of have an idea. But it still is interesting going through the grocery stores.
Yeah, I was surprised how little traffic there was this morning coming into work.
Well, with schools being closed,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like summertime, and there's typically not a lot of activity, you know, before 8 o'clock.
And so, you know, we're looking at, and I wish we were having this discussion tomorrow, because I'd know a whole lot more about what the impact of all this is going to be. I mean, I'm assuming I'm going to have some employees that can't come in because they have child care issues. With schools closing, what's going to happen with some of the child care centers, preschools, et cetera, et cetera. And this can be a real challenge for employees. You know, how do you deal with, you know, you can't completely shut down, but...
Well, I mean, there's in doing a little bit of kind of shower thoughts is my reference. there are a lot of niches that really aren't going to be impacted too terribly much. I mean, if you're, let's say, a nursery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, if you had 250 people there at your nursery, you'd probably be on fire. Yeah, and you'd have public safety folks there. And the neighbor, I mean, you don't get a lot. Home building and contracting. Mm-hmm. Okay, you take a couple of measures, you know, a little bit more, but basically,
Things continue on.
Yeah, yeah. If you're those types of things, if you're a truck driver, okay, you're kind of in your own space. All right. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that just is kind of continuing, but it's those areas, you know, bars and performance venues. Whoops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Restaurants are going to have a different set of challenges, certainly.
Takeout,
drive-through
hit the hardest is the restaurants.
Well, you think about it, but you know, if you're a hamburger place, mm-hmm. not like we don't have a lot of hamburger places, right? If everything's drive-through, and you just shut down the front door, mm-hmm. okay, you may have staffing challenges. You know, who's available, who isn't, that kind of thing. But it certainly doesn't bring you to your knees.
Yeah.
You know, so there are some choices.
Yeah, but if you're a storefront, you know,
now it's different. Yeah, do you deliver? Do you bring the items to the curbside service?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a great. There's a JFK quote that I read this morning. The Chinese have two characters for crisis. One of the two is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for those who are maybe able to take a deep breath, catch their breath, and may have planned a little bit, may have thought about it over the weekend, may take some time this morning, there may be some opportunities. Have you thought about at the bank? You've got the funny coatings on the handles already, and I suppose that a lot of folks are going to be doing those types of measures, but the routineness... Still routine?
Yeah. The biggest challenge that we have is you can't just shut the bank down. So, and, you know, currency...
Well, you probably wouldn't want to anyway.
Yeah. And currency and that sort of thing is pretty dirty stuff. We have some unique challenges that other institutions don't. You know, at the same time, we're going to have to see what happens to the community.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Mr. Dalby.
Joyful being here.
Yes, yes. So with the, and I think focusing just on the local, I think the national and the international is going to take care of itself. Probably not listening to us this morning anyway.
I'm guessing nobody's really tuned into us.
Yeah. It was a little intriguing to me to hear governors telling certain businesses that they had to shut down. Now, I suppose not martial law, but we've taken a step in that direction that they have certain authorities and certain powers that they don't have otherwise.
Yeah, I'm assuming, I don't know, but I'm assuming when they issue a national or an emergency,
the state of emergency
condition that gives them additional powers to do stuff. So I'm assuming they're operating within the law.
Or at least certain mayors and governors are feeling that they have it one way or the other. Haven't heard anything at our end of the state, but is that, how do you think that's going to play out? I mean, for business operators, you deal with a lot of us mm-hmm. on a regular basis. What kind of comments do you have for them?
For them?
For them.
Oh,
as
gosh.
As operators,
Yeah, my first comment to them is, I am so glad I don't have to make these decisions. Just making the decisions for my own institution is challenging enough, but let alone impacting lives, because the ripple effects are huge.
Potentially huge.
Yeah, I mean, you close schools, and now what do you do with school funding? You also have people who are dependent on the schools for literally child care because they work during the day. What happens to those businesses? Then you have, you know, we've talked about restaurants and bars and so forth, you know, obviously. But, you know, what's going to happen to demand of a lot of different products? People are staying home. What's going to happen to, you know, petroleum? Are people buying cars? Or
well, things will change.
Yes. And then look at how we're going to deal with China, because this issue of supply chain, especially in pharmaceuticals, but also in electronics and other things, you know, we're totally dependent on them for most of these items. And I think there's going to be a change in attitude about this when it's a wake-up call. Exactly. Yeah. So, there's going to be just this huge ripple effect that goes through the institutions and their various businesses and the challenges.
And pent-up demand also once whatever it is, I don't know if normal is a word to use anymore, returns.
But if we talk about opportunities for consumers and individuals and businesses, you know, this is a with rates coming down, not only we have the coronavirus thing, but the feds have done something unprecedented, and they've dropped the rates 1.5% back down to the zero, which was the lowest.
0.25 What does that mean? I know we talked about it a couple of years ago when that was done.
So that's the rate that banks pay at the window. So it's what they can control, what they charge banks. And so what it does is it brings all the short-term rates down. This is literally overnight, so it's as short as you can get. Now, what happens with the rest of the market is going to be driven by a number of other factors. So, you know, like today we're seeing the market come down. Friday we saw it go up. And big swings.
Yeah, our dolphin now was on steroids, arcing out and diving to the bottom. Yeah.
So, you know, where's it going to end? But when money comes out of the market, where does it go? It generally is going to go into bonds or bank deposits.
But there's nothing going on there.
Yeah, we call that flight to safety.
Right.
And no, there's a point where the returns are terrible in all of those. I mean, you know, the yields and bonds are very poor. Bank deposits can't pay anything because, you know, the rate's now at zero.
Isn't that also the opportunity to, I mean, there was a comment made Friday, I think, after the close, that there are so many opportunities now for solid businesses for those dollars to go into those stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And with the full anticipation of writing it back up again, you know, if you take a 3 or 4 year horizon.
So there's opportunities because funding costs are low. So it's a great time to, you know, refinance your home mortgage. It's a great time.
You're
going to build a home.
Can you guys process it quickly enough to lock in where we are now?
So, yeah, that's a really good question. We have a very small mortgage department, but they're cranking right now.
I bet they started about 7 this morning.
They are working very hard and doing a great job. We probably have 10 to 11 times our normal pipeline, but everybody's working overtime to make it happen. So we're working through it as fast as we can.
So there was a lot of demand before.
There was good demand, and
this
now
weekend, yeah.
Great. Well, no, it's been the last few months have been very, very busy for us, just because rates are down.
But now they're lower.
Yeah, and I don't know what they are today. I didn't have time to check them before I came in. What happened to the long-term rates. But we've seen this. We're talking about rates, and, of course, the Fed controls the short-term rates. The market controls the long-term rates. But when money comes out of the market, it goes into bonds, bank deposits, and so forth, which drives down the longer-term rates. So we're probably going to see all the rates come down and maybe a pretty flat yield curve.
It gets back to capacity of the system.
Yeah.
To be able to take advantage of the window.
Yeah, and the ones that really hurt are those that are dependent on bank or bond interest for their income.
We'll talk about that when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with the bank dude, John Dalby from Redwood Capital. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. John, the short term that you were referencing with the Fed's action. Okay. I think one of the things that a lot of people will focus on then is obviously with credit cards. Does that move into the consumer loan area? Or is that kind of a separate critter with its own little life unto its own?
So credit cards is completely separate. You know, that doesn't...
We're not going to see 6% on our credit cards.
No. And the problem with credit cards is the interest rates are more an issue of losses because, you know, credit cards is the first place to take a loss in consumer credit.
Higher risk.
Yeah. So... you know, what's first thing you do if you're, you know, you watch people are going to file bankruptcy. First thing they do is they take the credit cards and run them up. Go out and buy everything they want.
Really?
Yes. And then they file bankruptcy. So it's very common to see, you know, significant losses in those. Now, does that justify 21%? No, but there we are. So that's a whole different critter. The home equity loans, you know, like especially your home equity lines of credit, those are driven by Wall Street Journal Prime. And so those are going down, and those are incredibly great sources of borrowings if you have equity in your home because you know, you're looking at probably sub-4 rates with interest only during the first, you know, 10 years, and then you can make payments after that principal. You can pay it off whenever you want, but... You don't have to, so that's a great source of income. And of course, then you of borrowings, and then your, you know, auto loans have been so low. How can they go any lower?
Right.
So there's not much room there.
Now there was some discussion about 401ks, retirement funds, things of that nature being accessible without penalty.
I am unaware of that. That would be a tax rule. That would come out of the IRS, and of course, the state would have its own rules.
What a shocker!
Yeah. But you know, that would be a great question for Billy if he ever comes back on.
Right? Yeah. Now he's going to duck us. The next month and a half.
The other thing now they're talking about extending the April 15th deadline. I'm thinking, what is that impact going to be on the accounting industry? Because you know they're geared up to work crazy hours up until, you know, April 15th. But if you extend that on, what does that mean?
Sleep. Changes.
Yeah. And it's I don't know how important that is. I don't know why that's important. I haven't figured that one out.
Who knows? It's probably just something that somebody had as an idea to throw out. Now, along with this challenge that we have throughout the world, the oil prices, which kind of seemed to have taken a back seat. You know, crude is sweet crude is down to $30 a barrel, about half. Well, okay, in normal times, if you were in Texas, that would not be good news, or Oklahoma, or, you know, some of the oil-producing states. But for the general consumer across the country, that would be cause for celebration. Okay, we've seen, 10 cents drop, 15 cents drop here, so... We know the game that's going on. Okay, fine. You know, it is what it is, and you know, don't worry too much about it. Ha, ha, ha. But how long does it take for that to ripple through the economy, and is that, for our neighborhood, a net plus? or a net minus.
Well, keep in mind the majority of California's gas prices are taxes. So those don't go away.
Right, right. And when it drops, then there's
the price of the gasoline is probably a nickel a gallon, but the rest is exaggerating, obviously.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah.
I bet you there's some places, though, that are under $2.
Oh, easily. I remember last summer, Sue and I did a lot of driving. We went all the way to Colorado, came back through Utah, and so we came through Utah. We were going to the national parks, and we came through St. George and then headed up towards Lee Vining because we were going to go to Yosemite next. And we went through the extraterrestrial highway, which is interesting. There's absolutely nothing to see there.
But once you make the commitment, you're there.
But there was a sign. It was a long road. But I remember we pulled into Lee Vining, and we had been paying, low $2 a gallon for gas, and I pulled in Lee Vining, and it was over $4 a gallon. And I remember Sue looked at me and saw the prices, and she goes, "Wow, it's almost like we're back in California." Yeah. And I looked at her and said, "We are back in California." So, but we should see some relief. It should help the airline industry. It's going to cut their costs a great deal. Truckers should see some relief there with fuel prices coming down. The bigger challenge is what you were talking about is how does it impact the U.S.? And, from what I understand is the Russians dropping the prices and the Saudis to try and drive the fracking industry in the U.S. down because our costs are so much higher for a gallon of crude because of the way we extract it. And so by dropping the prices, you're putting them out of business.
And they don't like that either.
No. And so the long-term implications of this drop in crude could be devastating for the U.S.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with John Dalby. John, in addition to the dolphining, and I really suggest the selective, it's not the news stories that are run, it's how they're presented and it's in what order they're presented, I think adds to either stability or the perception of reality. So I'm a little excited about that stuff. But dealing with change. Now, managing change is kind of what the nomenclature says, but dealing with change. And the Spencer Johnson book, Who Moved My Cheese, big deal about 10, 15 years ago. Okay, dealing with change. This is certainly change. Certainly anxiety producing. Most people will run from risk and change. Well, there's nowhere to run to. And there was one thing this weekend that we heard that humans try to gather for safety in numbers. Mm-hmm. This one we're being told to stay away from. Okay, totally opposite from what we're accustomed to doing. We went through the PSP thing, PSPS, all those letters.
Right.
This past fall, that was a little unsettling. This is a little unsettling. What suggestions do you have for folks?
Well, for you, Brian, I would say that if anybody you love, you should stay away from. But it has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Just general. Yes. It would be the greatest public service that you could give anybody is to stay away from them.
There you go.
So is this going to change, some of the big behaviors when it comes to, sports franchises? Are people going to be attending 49er games in the same way they did, in the past? So what is going to happen? Are there permanent changes? Am I going to dine out as much as I used to now knowing that, things can spread by being in groups? Am I going to avoid things like Disneyland? I don't know. And what is going to happen? Does this scar everyone permanently about concerns of exchanging viruses and germs and so forth?
Handshakes.
Yeah. Will that come back? I generally now, just stand there and look to see what the other person wants to do.
Right, react rather than proact.
And so, because if I hand him my elbow or foot bump, which I guess that's the new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, foot bump.
That would require being able to keep balance, too, at the same time. Yeah.
Good point. I don't want to offend my client, so, I generally wait for them to make the first move, and then I will.
Air high fives.
Yeah, whatever they want to do is fine with me. If I get it, I get it. So anyway, what cultural changes are going to take place because this has permanently changed the way people think.
Well, did Y2K change the way people think? Do earthquakes change the way people think? It'll be different.
Yeah. And you were mentioning that, the role of the media in this thing. I think that it's very evident that the media, and it doesn't matter whether you're talking about conservative or liberal media, they all have an agenda now, and they're pushing that. And, I forgot who said it, but it was, don't let any crisis go to waste.
One of Obama's guys.
Yeah.
Rob Emanuel.
Yeah. Here we are.
Well, and here we'll stay. We'll have updates. Stay tuned. See everybody tomorrow.